Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanivo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Last month, we started looking at where are God's mighty men?
Women.
Sorry. Where are God's mighty women? Actually, in the kingdom, there's neither male nor female. So. Where are God's mighty women? And we talked about Deborah and a few other women. Today, we are continuing with part two. Where are God's mighty women? Somebody look at your neighbor and say, they are right here. You are right here. You are right here. Tell the person, you are God's mighty woman. You are the one who's going to use in these last days. When you stand before God one day to give account of your life, you will not be ashamed. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I want to begin by saying that Jesus is coming soon. The truth is that he's coming sooner than we think. And I'm sure when he comes, we'll all be surprised. I mean, we didn't know he would come this soon. But he's coming very soon. And if it is time for anybody to arise, it is this time. That as women, we need to arise. When you look at the things that are happening in the world today, when you look at the prophecies that have gone on concerning Jesus' coming, you realize that one after the other, they are coming to pass. And we are actually at the last end. There is a prophecy concerning the red heifer. That is a completely red calf that is supposed to be sacrificed. And it is very rare to see a cow like that. It takes a long time before such a cow is given birth to us. And amazingly, it is one of the prophecies of the last time, and that red heifer has been found. Then there's a last one, the building of the temple. The final, the third temple of the Jews. And we are learning that it is being prepared. They are preparing to start building it. So the various prophecies are coming to pass one after the other. And the coming of Jesus is sooner than before. It's sooner than we think. And every single one of us need to arise as women and take our place and realize that there is a part, there is a place that God wants us to, you know, take as ladies of purpose. There is a place that God wants us to take in these last days. There are things that God wants to do with you and I. And it is time to surrender ourselves completely to God and get ready. If we must do that which God wants us to do before Jesus comes. Where are God's mighty women? Where are God's mighty women? They are sitting right here with me. But the issue is that some of God's mighty women are sitting on the ground in the dust. Some of God's mighty women have found some bondages around their necks. Some some of God's mighty women have found some limitations in their lives. So they are trying to do what God wants them to do. But it's like a limitation. There's a limitation. But this morning, every limitation is going to be broken over our lives. And we will arise as women and begin to run the race that is set before us. One of the things the Lord has called us to do as women is to pray, not just in LOP meetings, but in our private lives. Because I can preach here and affect the lives of some people, but you can sit in your room and pray and affect nations of the world. And it is time for us to arise and begin to change things. Change things around us. Change things in our families. Change things in our personal lives. So that we can go to the fullness of our potential and do what God wants us to do. Can somebody shout a big amen?
Amen.
I want to start with Isaiah 52 verse 2. The Bible says, shake yourself from the dust. Arise. Sit down. O Jerusalem.
Oh, Jerusalem.
Lose yourself from the bonds of your neck. O captive daughter of Zion. The Bible is talking to the daughters of Zion. Zion refers to the people of God. In Hebrews chapter 12, the church is named Zion. And the Bible is saying that God is saying that we should arise. He says, shake yourself from the dust and get up from the ground and take your seat and take your throne, because we have said that God has made us kings and priests unto himself. And the Bible is saying that it is time to shake off every hindrance, to shake off every limitation, and to take our seat and to take our throne and begin to rule and begin to take dominion in prayer through our words and in every assignment that God has given us to do. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
When someone tells you to arise, it means that you are sitting down. Or it means that you are lying down. Or it means that you are in a position or in a place where you are not supposed to be. So it says arise.
Arise.
And in this case, the daughter of Zion was sitting in dust. Dust represents
shame,
humiliation, weariness. I am tired. I cannot continue anymore. So I'm sitting on the ground. What is all this that is happening in my life? I have tried and I have tried. I have prayed and I have prayed. I have done many things, but it looks as if it's not working. And I'm getting discouraged. And I'm getting weary. So I'm sitting down in the dust. But this morning God is speaking to somebody. He says, shake yourself. Shake yourself. Arise from the dust. Shake yourself and take your seat. Take your throne. Take your throne and begin to rule and begin to take dominion, because there is an anointing that is coming upon you to rule, to change situations, to change your own life, and to change the life of people around you. Jesus is coming soon.
Jesus Christ,
and it is not a joke at all. May God help you and I to do that which we need to do before Jesus comes. Can somebody shout a big amen? When somebody is in the dust, when somebody is sitting on the ground, it's easy for people to step on such a person. It's easy to be downtrodden. And sometimes as women, we feel like we are downtrodden. Some of us feel like we are downtrodden in our marriages. Some of us feel like we are downtrodden in our workplaces. But I'm here to tell you this morning, that is not your place. That is not your place. You may not be on the ground. You may not be on the dust. But there is still more that God wants you to do. There is still a higher place that God wants you to go. And he says, arise this morning. Shake yourself from every limitation. Shake yourself from every limitation. Shake yourself from every hindrance. And begin to do that which God has called you to do. Begin to do it better. Begin to do it more. If you are praying, begin to pray some more. If you are sharing the gospel, begin to do it some more. Because it is time for us to arise and to shake up the limitations and to shake up the hindrances. For some of us, the marriages are hindrance. For some of us, the children are limiting us. For some of us, our work is limiting us. But it is time for God to help you and I to find some strategies, to have some ideas around those things, so that when we stand before God one day, we will not have any excuse. Jesus, the Lord showed me a vision of somebody who was trying to run. But as the person was trying to run, each time there was like a tape. You see how there are some races when they are running the finishing line, they put a tape there. Or when you are driving and you get to some gates, some of the tech gates, or the airport, there is a bar or a line. So unless the person races it or removes it, you cannot drive through. And I saw somebody trying to go, but time, that thing was a barrier. That thing was a limitation. That thing was a hindrance. And this morning, God wants to take away that hindrance. God wants to take that barrier. And he wants to give you speed that you didn't have before. In the mighty name of Jesus. We have read Isaiah 52 verse 2. It was talking about the daughter of Zion. Talking about the children of God. Talking about you and I. But there is a scripture that is almost directly opposite to it. That I want us to read. This time it is talking about the daughter of Babylon. Babylon represents pride and rebellion. Babylon represents corruption and deceit. Babylon represents the enemy. And look at what the Bible says about the daughter of Babylon. It says, come. I would have said, come on. Come on down. It says, come down and sit in the dust. Oh, virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne. Oh, daughter of the Chaldeans. Isaiah 47 verse 1. Come down. Come on, come down. And sit in the dust. Oh, virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne. Without a throne. Oh, daughter of the Chaldeans. For you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Babylon represents the enemy. Babylon represents all the negative things I said. And God was saying that the daughter of Zion should arise from the dust, shake herself, and take her rightful place upon the throne. But the Bible is telling Babylon, the Bible is telling the enemy, that you have exalted yourself, you have placed yourself on a certain pedestal, you have made a throne for yourself. But the Lord God Almighty, he said, come on, come down from there and sit in the dust, because that is where you belong. That is where you belong. That is where the enemy belongs. Sometimes he sets the throne and he tries to rule over the children of God. He tries to oppress. He tries to depress. He tries to attack. He tries to rule over. He tries to do many things. He has made a throne for himself. But the Bible is saying that is not his place. That is not their place. So they come down, they move from the throne, they sit in the dust, and you, a a child of God, you rise up from the dust. Every enemy try to put you, you shake yourself and you sit on the throne where you belong. There is somewhere that you and I belong. We sit on the throne and we rule through prayer. We sit on the throne and we rule through our words. We sit on the throne and we speak for the word of God, and things begin to change. In your personal life, in the lives of other people, in territories and in nations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is where the enemy belongs. In the dust. Under our feet. That is why the Bible says in Luke chapter 10 verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemy stand us. If we are treading upon serpents and scorpions, which represents the devil, and we are treading over all his power, then it means that the devil is under our feet. He is sitting in the dust. And God has given you and I the power and authority to tread upon him. Any situation that is in your life that seems as if it doesn't want to change, that seems as if it doesn't want to leave, that seems to say, I want to remain here, this morning God is speaking to somebody. You are arising, you are shaking yourself from every limitation, and you are treading that thing underfoot. You are treading and it has no choice but to be destroyed. I said it has no choice but to be destroyed. It doesn't matter how long it has taken. It has no choice but to be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to remind you that you are a king and a priest. Your place is the throne. And from the throne, we rule. We take dominion. Nothing will overcome us, because we are already overcomers. The greater one is inside of us. Jesus has made us overcomers. We will not be defeated, and we will not fail. Can somebody say a big amen? As a king, you lift up your voice. A king and priest, you lift up your voice in prayer. And you begin to change things. You make decrees. And things and situations begin to obey.
Oh,
that thing is beginning to happen in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There are souls that are perishing. There are situations in our marriages. There are issues in our families that must change. There are even issues in our personal lives that must come to an end. And as we shake ourselves and arise, those things begin to take the place of, they begin to take the dust. Hey, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Esther is a woman. I just want to share one scripture from
Esther,
the book of Esther, which we have heard of over and over again.
In
fact, there is so many things. Sometimes as you are sharing with passion, you don't know where the English there are so many things we can learn from Queen Esther. But there is one thing that I want us to learn this morning. Her persistence and her violence in prayer. Esther was a beautiful, gentle, respectful, gracious young woman. But when it came to prayer, when it came to making impact, when it came to making sure that things change, she said, if I perish, I perish. May some spirit of violence, spiritual violence rise up in somebody. You see, as a lady, you look beautiful. Look gentle. When you are relating to people, be respectful. Good morning, madam.
Good morning, madam.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, daddy. I mean, be gentle. Be nice. Be loving. But when it comes to things that the enemy has sat on, that we need to change. We put the gentility aside. We put the gentility aside. And we roar. Like lionesses, and we said the situation must change. You have been here for far too long, and I have come as a king and a priest, and I said enough is enough. Enough is enough. You do not remain like this anymore. This situation is changing. This situation is changing, because I refuse to allow it to continue. In the mighty name of Jesus, Esther decided.
Esther or Yena Jane said.
Initially, she didn't know the seriousness of the situation. But after Mordecai let her realize that, hey, this is how serious the situation is. And you are also a Jew. If you are not careful, you be careful. You be added to the bunch. Then she realized that no. Something must be done. And the thing that she did, the step that she took,
crush the head of the enemy.
For us women in this place, the seed of the woman shall crush the head of the serpent. The seed of the woman shall crush the head of the serpent. It's not just talking about your children. It's talking about every seed, every potential that God has put inside of you, every gifting, every ability that God has put inside of you. It's talking about the seed of prayer, talking about the seed of the word of God, talking about your seed, the gift of singing, talking about your seed that God has given you. That thing is rising up inside you and crushing the head of the serpent. In these last days, the enemy has arisen and he's doing so many things. There is so much confusion all over the world. There is so much wickedness all over the world. There is so much corruption all over the world. But we are rising up as women. We are crushing the head of the serpent. We are crushing the head of the serpent. We are destroying his works. Oh, hallelujah. So that the glory of God can be seen in these last days. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Esther chapter 4 verse 16. That's the only verse we read. Esther said to Mordecai, go gather all the Jews. Esther 4:16. Who are present in Shushan. And fast for me. Neither eat nor drink.
Hey.
3 days, night or day.
Nami and son.
My mate and I will do the same. So I will go to the king, which is against the law. If I perish, I perish. If I perish, I perish. Esther was very determined. Her eyes were red. She said, this one, we will not take it lightly. We will not do it as you. We will not do it like we normally do it. You know, those of us in green pastures, we went through some spiritual training. When we were doing some 3 days without food, and then we continue and do another 3 days, but we were drinking water. This one, there was no water. This one, they were not drinking anything. She said 3 days, no food, no water. It showed how determined she was. You see, there is a certain level of determination. That's when we come to, and we take certain steps, the kingdom of darkness is shaken.
Ah!
You want me to shout like Lawrence Oyo? Ah! We will bend the world. So that is what Esther said. She said it's against the law to go to the king at this time. Because he has not called me.
And no, say on frame me.
But we are going to fast.
Nancy, by
the time we are done with this spiritual exercise, some unique boldness is going to come upon me. Somebody receive boldness. There are some of you, you are afraid to take certain steps. I was like you. I used to be afraid to stand here. But God is giving you some boldness to do the work of God.
Amen.
Amen. So Esther said, it's against the law. I can be killed. But I'm going. And if I perish, I perish. So they decided to fast and pray. For 3 days and 3 nights. It was the kind of prayer that is until Jesus said, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. There are some kinds of prayers that are until. You pray today. Tomorrow you continue. The following day you continue. The following day you continue. Until you see the change you want to see. So by the time the 3 days were over, she realized that it's time to go to the king. And what was the result? There was favor. Favor was released. The enemy was crushed. And the Jews were released. My dear brothers and sisters, I want us to know that there is no time to waste. There is no time to waste. If there is a time to arise, it is now. Whatever you are doing for the Lord, you can do more. You can do more. You can go deeper. You can go higher. Oh, there is no time to waste.
I climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the word of God and grow. God bless you. Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com.
Call or WhatsApp SC Poetry Ventures on 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Poetry Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
Lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adonivo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yinam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows. Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420329 97. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.